I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The anti-government uprising in Libya has been raging for more than 4 months, and NATO carrying out airstrikes against military targets in the North African nation. Still, neither the forces of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi nor the rebels seem to be making much progress. Gaddafi remains in charge of most of the country. The rebels control the eastern third. The closest they've gotten to the capital, Tripoli, is the Nafusa Mountains in the west. The BBC's Mark Doyle is with the rebels there.
We're at a firing point on the edge of the town of Kikla. The forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi are in another town 4 or 5 kilometres away on the horizon called La Gualish, which the rebels say that they want to take. They've been saying that for days now. And the fight for La Gualish is continuing. The rebel forces just fired a single artillery piece, a long tube with a big shell in it that looked like it was a relatively homemade affair on the back of a pickup truck.
And now shells are landing in the position from where they fired that big gun.
One of the shells just landed very close to the position that the rebels were firing from. I can still see the plume of smoke, maybe 50, 100 metres away from where I am now.
Inside. Let's go.
We went back to a road junction a safe distance behind the front line.
Yesterday they tried to advance into Kikla.
Commander Ali El-Hajj, the man in charge of the rebels in this area, speaks through a translator. He's in a gymnasium-turned-resting point for the rebels, studying a map I've opened for him on a ping-pong table. Commander Ali El-Hajj doesn't dress like a soldier. He wears slacks, a T-shirt, and a small sun hat. But he's clearly in charge here and commands the respect of his men, who, in another life, are farmers, engineers and students.
You took most of the mountain in early June, as I understand it. Why is it taking so long to continue to control the rest of the mountain?
The reason being we stopped is because there's a very, very big army. And, I mean, they have a lot of support. And for us, as revolutionaries, we're in short supply of ammunition. That's one thing. Another thing is basically also NATO told us not to advance because they have a strategy or something.
As he prepares his troops for battle, I ask Commander Ali El-Hajj for his take on why NATO sometimes tells the rebels not to advance. Sometimes it's a good idea, he says, because when we're on open ground, Gaddafi's long-range heavy weapons threaten us. In the mountains, we're at home, we can advance. But on open ground, Commander Ali El-Hajj says, perhaps NATO is right to be cautious. There's another theory too. Some rebels say that an all-out assault on Tripoli, if the armed opposition could manage that without many heavy weapons of their own, would be a bloody affair with widespread civilian casualties. Most of the rebels wouldn't want that. Many have families there.
We're in the cool of a hospital ward in behind the front line now in the town of Yefren. Yefren Hospital, which now is serving as a military hospital for the injured rebels. I can see in front of me now 1, 2, 3, 4 of the trauma patients. They've been treated, got bandages on their arms and heads where they've received shrapnel.
Lying next to a bank of monitors in an intensive care unit, a critically wounded rebel fighter. The next 72 hours will decide his fate. 2 rebels died in the clashes I had a glimpse of earlier. 7 more died the next day. I don't know what casualties Colonel Gaddafi's forces suffered. A doctor arrived, who I'd first met last week. He asked not to be named to protect his relatives in Tripoli. Was this continuing death toll, I asked him, justified?
I think yes. We have a lot of injured patients. We have a lot of the people died. We have a lot of people handcuffed. They are fighting because they have trust in something to get freedom and to live free. I think it's worth it.
The doctor, I feel sure, was speaking for the farmers and the engineers and the students. They climbed into an open pickup truck and headed back to war.
The BBC's Mark Doyle in Libya.